And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 16th of September, 2017. It was on this date, 1672, the poet Anne Bradstreet died, probably of tuberculosis. She was 60. She'd emigrated to Andover, Massachusetts from England with her husband Simon, raised 8 children. Somehow, despite the rigors of life in the colony, she found time to write poetry about her devotion to her husband, her children, to God, her daily life, her fear of childbirth, the loss of her home to fire, and the death of her granddaughter, and her discontent with her role as a Puritan woman. It's the birthday of the novelist Elizabeth McCracken, Boston, 1966, author of a collection of stories, Here's Your Hat, What's Your Hurry? Her first child died in utero a week past her due date, and a few weeks after she had her second child, she began writing about the death of the first child, a boy whom she called Pudding. She said, "I couldn't manage to give him a life, but at least I could write his biography." It was published as a memoir, an exact replica of a figment of my imagination. It's the birthday of Henry Louis Gates, Jr., born in Keyser, West Virginia, 1950, studied history at Yale, went to England, got his Ph.D. at Cambridge, where he fell in love with the study of literature, particularly overlooked or ignored 19th-century manuscripts by African-American writers. Came across a manuscript written by a woman named Hannah Crafts, a novel based on her own life, in which she wrote about the distinctions slaves made among themselves based on skin color and house jobs versus field jobs. She portrayed the relationship of a white mistress and black slave as full of mutual intimacy. The book came out in 2002, The Bondwoman's Narrative. It was a national bestseller. Here's a poem for today by Gillian Wegner, entitled Chorus. Listen, there are those of us from somewhere else, the names of birthplaces, of hometowns under our skin, tattoos, always felt, never seen. We live here now, though we always meant to leave. And there are those of us who were born here, passing the landmarks of our lives, so often we don't think about them. We never meant to stay. This place was marked as just for now, as stepping stone, as temporary on our well-drawn maps. But for one reason or another, years pass, and we find ourselves hot-stepping with jobs and kids and this and that and a million little possessions. Now the kids say they want to move away. They point their faces the same directions our faces used to point. We'll let them go, of course, knowing more of them than they think will come back, and that various wayfarers, too, will stop for lunch and find themselves staying for years' worth of dinners. They will all find themselves here with the earth spreading out around them, whispering a welcome they will be more than a little surprised to hear. Chorus, a poem by Gillian Wegner, from This Sweet Haphazard, published by 16 Rivers Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.